Welcome to the Gridiron Icon Podcast, where we visit with legends of the game.
Touchdown.
Including players and coaches from the NFL, college football, and beyond. And now, fresh off the end of the bench, Stacey Bauman and NFL legend Preston Dinard.
Here we go.
All right, welcome once again, all of our Gridiron Podcast viewers. Tonight we got a wonderful special guest, and we spend time with someone that helps us keep our football memories and fantasies alive. You won't believe this show. This guest is a nurse practitioner living in North Carolina, the father of two, and most importantly, the husband to his beautiful wife, Laura. There are all kinds of icons in our midst, and our guest represents a fan that has turned his passion into a wonderful, for professional football, great hobby, and it quickly became a business. So busy that it's got him hopping. He's going to tell us all about it. There are no fans like football fans. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we welcome the iconic Mr. Paul Gregory.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, hold on, Stace. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
You heard the okay, everybody? That's my partner, Mr. Stacey Bauman, who's my partner in crime, who's going to help lead this charge and find out about this gentleman. And, Stacey, you got a little something to kind of help introduce Paul, huh?
Listen, folks, for our YouTube viewers, you're going to get a visual of what our iconic guest does. Mr. Gregory, who gifted me this amazing figurine handcrafted by him of my co-host, Mr. Preston Dinard, who I idolized as a kid myself. And here it is. I can now feature Mr. Dinard as one of my collectibles. Thank you to our guest, Paul Gregory. Huge thanks, Paul.
Paul, excellent.
Happy to do it.
Welcome. So glad to have you. Okay, tell us about your backdrop. You know, you're almost like my partner over there. You guys are duplicated in your backdrop. Tell us, because that's a big old person back there. And I don't know if I remember Jack that big.
that Jack is about 6'5". I don't think the real Jack is quite that tall.
Okay.
So. No, but he would admire that.
That is, I sent a picture of that to him and his wife. And actually, the pants that he has on, I don't know if you can see those, but they are autographed by Jack Youngblood and several other brands. You know, I've seen autographed helmets and jerseys, but I've never really seen any autographed pants.
No.
And, does it come with? A friend of mine lives out west, Mark Storr, sent those to me, and I've been sending those along with the figures that I send out and getting different players to sign. I haven't sent them to Preston yet, but Flipper Anderson, Henry Ellard on there, along with Nolan and Johnny Johnson. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay, amazing. Let's back this thing up, because yes, it is amazing. We're going to find out all about that and those figurines or whatever. And I mean, I've got a few. And thank you very much, my friend. And I tell you what, they are neat. And he also did a nice size one. But Paul, let's take us to the beginning. Tell us how you got involved in it. Tell us all about this nice hobby that you started.
My son kind of got me into this when he was around 10 years old. He unfortunately is an Arizona Cardinal fan and not a Rams fan.
We're going to pray for him.
And I still am charging him no rent to live here. So.
That should change.
So we started making some Arizona Cardinals figures. I kind of researched how to make these. They're actually made from, let's see if I got one here, in a package. You can see this is a Ronnie Lott figure.
There you go.
This is a Nolan Cromwell that I made out of that figure.
Look at that.
That's pretty cool.
I love it.
So started making these kind of a father-son thing to do. And like I said, once he got into high school, he kind of lost interest in it. And I started making a few Rams figures. And my wife actually said, well, you should post some of these on social media. So I did. And eventually ended up getting a Facebook page. It has my custom figures on there. We have drawings, and you know, I give away figures during Rams games if you can guess the correct score. And
who was the first one you did?
The first figure I made was, I think it was a Jack Youngblood.
Okay,
I figured it would have been. Yeah.
Okay. Did it have a broken fibula?
We did not.
Okay. Double checking.
He was intact.
He was intact. All right. Good deal.
But Jack Youngblood is actually the first figure I made, and it's the last Rams player that I sent a figure to. So, which was fairly recently. So.
Wow.
Okay.
But yeah. So I've got into making them, and it kind of blew up a little bit, and you know, some family members and former players had gotten in touch with me through social media. I think Eddie Meter's daughter was the first one.
So
I made a couple figures for their family and sent Eddie one, and got a chance to talk with him on the phone. Nice guy, nice gentleman, should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was so good.
All decade team, 1960s. And it kind of went from there. Some players I've reached out to, Mary Cromwell, Nolan's wife, had reached out to me about making a few figures. I've done a few for her. I did Nolan in his Kansas uniform. I usually just do Rams figures, but for Mary, I kind of bent the rules a little bit. And
Well, Mary, you got to concede to Mary.
It kind of went from there. I've got like 550 members on my Facebook page, and so it's fun. I make the figures, post them on there, you know, and met a lot of nice people, a lot of friends on there, including Preston. I think Roman Gabriel, he only lives about 4 hours from me, but Eddie Meter's wife said, "Well, why don't you send one to Roman Gabriel?" Or Eddie Meter's daughter said, "Why don't you send one to Roman Gabriel?" I said, "I don't know his address or anything." So she sent me his address. So I made a figure, boxed it up, sent it to him with a little note, and jotted my phone number down. You know, 2 weeks later, my wife and I are doing some work around the house. My phone rings. I'm looking to the number. I'm like, I don't know who this is. And I'm almost didn't answer it. You know, so I answered it, and they said, "Is this Paul?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "This is Roman Gabriel." Who is this really? So, you know, it's nice to talk with him for a while, and I was able to make several figures for his charity golf tournament that he auctioned off, and got to meet him a couple times down there where he lives near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Funny story is that when the Rams went to the Super Bowl a few years ago, when they played the Patriots and lost, I don't remember who they played in the championship game, but right after the championship game, when they were going to the Super Bowl, my phone rings. It's Roman Gabriel. My son's sitting next to me, and Roman's like, "Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl, baby, yeah." And my son turned around and looked at me, and he said, "You mean Roman Gabriel doesn't have anybody better to call than you when the Rams are going to the
Super Bowl?" Right. How cool is that?
Who is this kid?
Kind of a funny story, I got to talk to a few on the, you know, I talked to Henry Ellard on the phone, made a couple, I broke down and made a Redskins figure for him in addition to his Rams figure. So made, you know, Flipper Anderson, Jim Everett, there's probably about 30 some odd players that I made figures for. Actually, I was talking back and forth through messaging on Facebook with Kevin Green. Right before he passed away, and he was asking me about the figures, and then I learned that he had passed away before we could really do anything. So I reached out to his daughter and said, "You know, I'd really still like to make you a figure and send it to you." So I did, and she sent me a photo of the figure sitting next to his Hall of Fame bust on their mantle at home. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is really cool. That's really cool.
Isaiah Robertson is another one that had been messaging back and forth before he passed away. You know, I was starting to think I was a bad seed there, but
no,
that's got to be tough.
You know, got to talk to some of my, you know, heroes growing up, and players that I enjoyed watching growing up. And just like you, Stacy, you know, I hear you talking about those, you know, 1970s and early 80s Rams teams. And
oh my gosh,
I'm right there with you, you know, watching Preston play and, you know, Billy Waddy and those guys. great times. You know, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Me too, my friend. Me too. I too have a son I want to throw out there. And he, during his rebellious teen years, decided because of our proximity in the Pacific Northwest that he was suddenly a Seattle Seahawks, fan. And my lovely better half is a San Francisco 49er fan.
Really? Wow. Well, you almost got the whole division there.
It is a dysfunctional family environment on Sundays. And I always win. So,
great.
Well, you know what? That has nothing on top of being a NFL player and having your son say, "Can you bring my favorite wide receiver home, James Lofton, and my teammate?"
Oh, man. I'm like,
"Sure, I can do that."
Where's the respect?
Now, didn't James Lofton, wasn't he on the Rams roster at the end of his career?
I think he was a Raider, wasn't he?
He was a Raider.
Was he a Raider?
Yeah,
he was a Raider. Yeah.
Green Bay, Buffalo, and then Raiders. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I enjoy making these figures. And like I said, Preston knows it's a hobby for me. And, you know, it's a way for me to kind of connect in a small way to these former players that I remember watching growing up.
You know what? I think it's bigger than that because let me just give you an example. So a good friend of his, with this whole thing and regarding the figurines and so on, I'm getting ready to go to Hawaii two or three years ago. And after I had met Paul and, I'm doing broadcasting for the University of New Mexico. So we got a game out there. And he says, "Oh, you know what? I got a buddy out there. He's a huge Rams fan and blah, 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 blah." And I go out there and I meet Jerry Tong, who is I don't know exactly how you say it, but I just call him the manager of the Hawaiian airport, Honolulu Airport.
I didn't even realize that. I just knew he worked at the airport.
You did? Oh, yeah. He's the airport manager. And let me tell you, when we got done with the game and I was running late, he walked me all the way into the plane.
Wow.
Can I say that legally? I went past everything. But I got a chance to meet Jerry. We had lunch. We talked about it. What a huge fan. That bridge and what Paul does is brought two people that had never even knew of each other that were fans, of each other. And that is so cool. So you're doing a lot, when you're reaching out to some of the other players' families, some of the guys who may not be here that could have taken advantage of just viewing your wonderful talent and skill. What does that do for you? I mean, I know you love it. I know you enjoy doing it. It's got to be tedious and a lot of work, but you have a love for it, special love for it.
Yeah, it's relaxing to me to do it. And, I've been doing it for a while, and, my first ones were pretty rough.
I bet, yeah.
So, I've gotten better as time has gone on, even though you would think with my old age, my hands would not be as steady. But,
mm-hmm. but you say old age. I'm older than you.
It's a good feeling. I've gotten some nice notes back from players. Like, Rosie Greer is one I've done recently. And
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
Kermit Alexander's wife had reached out to me and thought, Rosie would really like to have one of these figures. And I said, "Send me his address and I'll make one, send it to him." So I sent him one, wrote him a little note. And he sent me a nice thank you letter back, very, very heartwarming letter and autographed copy of his book. And it's very nice. And it just makes me feel good to do things like that,
Wow.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Paul, how'd you become a Rams fan? Like, I'm from Los. I was born in Los Angeles.
Everybody asked me that because I live in North Carolina. Know. And I've been here all my life. But everybody asked me, "How'd you become a Rams fan?" So, what I tell everybody is, I like the uniforms.
It's a fact, man.
I started out with the old blue and white uniforms, and then like 72, 73, they went to the gold and yellow, gold and blue, and the uniforms is what got it started for me. So.
Yep. And so I have to ask, and then we'll come back to how you became a Rams fan. Do I dare ask this? Is anyone is anyone asking? Preston knows where this is going. What do you think of the new uniforms, Paul?
Well, I'm old school.
Yeah, I like
when I first saw them, I didn't like them. They kind of grew on me a little bit, but Nothing's like the 1970s, 80s uniforms.
Yep. I agree. I have to get the opinion of someone who stares at a lot of them. It's stunning to me. I could have probably lived with kind of the glowy neon colors a little bit. Don't like it.
Yeah.
But how you mess up the horn is just beyond anything I can. Like, this is iconic professional sports uniform. And so I'm curious.
I've got this helmet back here you see on this mannequin. Beautiful. My parents gave me that when I was it's probably late 70s. They gave me that for Christmas one year. And it's got it's got Ricky Prohl's autograph on it. Ricky owns a sports complex in Greensboro, which is about 45 minutes from me, Prolific Park. And through a friend of mine, I took my son to meet him. Of course, he played with the Cardinals, too. So
yeah.
He autographed a little Cardinals helmet for him, and very nice guy. I took us back to his office, and actually I brought a figure for him. And so he signed, you know, Super Bowl 34, you know, Ricky Prohl. So
he's one of my favorite. He's one of my all-time favorite Rams top 10.
Very underrated receiver.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Absolutely love Ricky. Yeah.
Good guy.
How exciting for you. Okay, so the uniforms hooked you.
Yeah.
And this is in the 70s?
Yeah, early 70s.
Okay.
Early 70s.
Now, my dad was a Jets fan. Joe Namath.
Of course.
Big time Joe Namath fan.
Yeah. Back around.
You can't
Joe
see
Namath.
It, but I've got an autographed Joe Namath
jersey. Oh, I see the corner of it.
Rams or Jets jersey.
Now, when it's a Jets
jersey.
So when Joe Namath went to the Rams in 77, I was in hog heaven. You know, Joe Namath.
Yeah.
You know, wearing the horns, but it didn't turn out too good.
He could barely move by that point. His knees were gone.
He was done. I can remember Fred Dreyer's statement about Namath. Said when he was with the Jets, he take the snap, he would glide back and quick release. He said when he was with the Rams, he said it was laborious.
Oh my God.
I love Fred Dreyer. Well, I mean, that kind of ushered in the Pat Hayden era, right? And then
I was a big James Harris fan.
Oh, mm-hmm. He was good.
I thought he got a raw deal. I mean, I thought he was – I liked him. I mean, I like Pat Hayden, but I thought James Harris, you know, Ron Jaworski didn't get a fair shake, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But wasn't a big Hayden fan, but, you know, I thought they should have stuck with James Harris a little longer. But, you know, it's quarterback carousel in those days.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was.
The old NFC West. Yeah. Wow.
Dan Pastorini, Steve Barkowski.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Burt Jones came in the
80s. Yeah.
Oh, you're naming them all. Bob Lee.
Jeff
Rutledge. Yeah. Jeff Kemp.
How many of those guys did you catch a pass from, Preston, that we just reeled off?
Jeff Rutledge.
Okay.
Mark Mangus from Maryland.
Oh, I forgot.
Dieter
Brock, or was that later? Yeah.
Never had Dieter Brock or Jim Everett.
Oh, that's right.
First pass, believe it or not, was Roman trying to make a last hurrah. That was a mini camp. And then it was Pat. And then remember Bob Lee, Minnesota Vikings quarterback? Yeah. He came to the Rams. He was fun. He could throw the ball. Really? And then Burt Jones, Dan Pastorini. Dan Pastorini at practice would stand on the goal line. And we would all, the receivers, would stand on the 50-yard line. And he would drop back five steps and throw the ball as hard as he could and try to knock us down. We couldn't move. We just had to catch the ball. He would knock everybody down. He would knock a couple of us back a couple of steps. That's how strong
we
were. But we played with a lot of different guys. I didn't get to play with Dieter, though.
Interesting. God, listen to that. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good grief. So, Paul, I got to ask the obligatory fan questions as we learn more about you. Do you have a favorite Ram? A favorite player?
Present company excluded, of course.
Of course. Me too.
Okay.
I've got two. It's got to be a couple of the jerseys you have in the back.
Those are my
true.
Jack and Nolan.
Yeah.
These are my favorite guys, my favorite receiver and my favorite DB. Yeah.
I was telling Preston I've got a game ball back there from Nolan and that Mary Cromwell sent to me. I said, I told Preston, I said, I'm sure no one has no idea I have that ball.
Yeah. You're going to look and go,
I've been seeing like digging through a box in the attic and say, honey, have you seen my Saints game ball?
Yeah.
Ouch. Oh, no.
She's sitting right back here.
Well, you know what's cool about that, Paul? Nobody outside of a player has that ball. So that's very special that you
I've got two game balls, actually.
Do you?
My friend that sent me the pants, Mark Storr, sent me a Cullen Bryant game ball. So I have a Cullen Bryant game ball and a Nolan Cromwell.
That Cullen is a special one.
I love Cullen.
So heartbroken he passed away early.
32, yeah.
Yeah. He was a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, I just have so many memories of the Rams, you know. Billy Waddy catching that pass against the Cowboys. I was telling somebody today that I can remember watching that in my parents' den, and they had this big hanging light that they had back in the 70s hanging on your head, you know, about 12 inches from the ceiling. Waddy caught that pass and took off. I jumped up, hit my head on that light. my mom was like, "What are you doing?"
that catch against Dallas is not mentioned nearly enough. Like, I went to the ceiling. I was so excited.
I was still worried because Roger had like 2 minutes left.
He did. Well, you know what? I remember that game well, and I remember it because I had a concussion the second half. I don't actually remember the play. All I know is the noise, and I heard somebody, the noise, and somebody scored, and I had to turn around with that concussion sitting on the sideline late in the fourth quarter. I said, "Who scored?" They said, we did. And we were up, I guess, 21-19 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the defense had to go shut it down, and they did. They had Staubach running for his life. I think that was his last game, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
He retired after that.
Yeah. It was great times.
I was telling Preston, I got a couple of your former guests here.
Pat Thomas.
See, I put TPT in touch with Paul.
One of my favorite players.
Merlin.
Big Merlin.
Unbelievable. Yeah. We kind of touched on the uniforms, and as someone who recreates that image for all of us, I just don't know how we got to where we're at. Please, Kevin Demoff, if you're listening, please go back. It hurts my eyes on Sundays.
I think it's the old man get off my lawn syndrome there, you know. We don't like change.
It's true.
So many years, you know, so many memories in those uniforms. It's hard to make that transition.
Yeah, But, I mean, look at these jerseys behind Preston, you and me. Come on, guys, that's the Los Angeles Rams. I'm sorry. I'll argue it till my head. It's just too beautiful. It's too iconic. I would love to see.
Yeah, they took it. I don't know. It's futuristic look. I don't know.
Yeah. I really enjoyed watching Todd Gurley run in that unit, in the throwback. I thought, there you go. There's Dickerson. Gurley. There's Tyler. There's all those guys. Steven Jackson.
Mark McCutcheon.
McCutcheon Clutch. Was so good. Mm-hmm. Wendell Tyler,
Tyler, I did a figure for Wendell.
And how did about you, Greg Bell? How about Greg Bell and Barry Redden? Redden. Robert Del Pino.
Del Pino.
Gerald Thomas.
People forget about your world time. Preston Denard rolling out the teammates.
33. Let me tell you, I know my teammates. I know who was good.
I know. I can name all those guys back then. Still,
we're the same.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me one receiver we haven't mentioned.
A receiver you haven't mentioned?
Yeah.
Ron Smith. Okay. Willie Miller.
There you go. Look at him.
We talked about Billy Waddy.
Yeah.
Love Billy.
There's one came to us in 83.
Jack Snow.
Yeah.
Jack Snow. Yeah.
What were you going to say? George Farmer.
There you go. George Farmer.
Joe Sweet in the old days. Sweet Little.
Joe Sweet. Harold Jackson. Boy.
Yep.
Ron Jesse.
I can name a whole bunch of them.
You can. Well, what a true fan. Okay, so Paul, you have done figures for players from the early 60s all the way to what's the latest? Now, you're starting to do some now, but players probably the most recent player that you've
most recent players was, you know, I haven't done any really recent players. I guess Flipper Anderson, Ellard, Jim Everett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That right off the top of my head, you know,
okay.
Mid to late 80s players, early 90s.
Yeah.
Did Where you do we go from here?
The thing is, a lot of these, like the Greatest Show on Turf, all those guys have figures. The company made figures for them.
McFarlane or whatever.
Yeah, McFarlane made figures. So,
right.
You know.
Stacey, what are you going to ask? You were going to ask him a real good question.
Well, I tell you, I'm trying to I'd love to dig deep on how you choose a player if you're not asked. Like if you didn't know Preston as a friend and you said, hey, send me a Preston. How do you choose a player? Like, do you do it by a favorite guy? And what also makes you choose whether it's a home or away jersey combo? Okay.
There's no real rhyme or reason to that. I just try to mix it up a little bit. I just have made so many Rams players that I think you'd be hard pressed to name one that I haven't made. I even made a TJ Rubley.
Oh, TJ Rubley.
Somebody requested one of those. So,
What about Jeff Kemp? You got a Jeff Kemp in there?
I have not done a Jeff Kemp.
Okay. We stumped Paul.
Oh, I got one for you.
Oh.
Players in the, you know, done all the fearsome foursome, of course. And
What about that neat one you did with like multiple players?
Oh yeah. So I did like a sideline thing with like the Rams 70s defense with Youngblood, Hacksaw Reynolds.
How did I get Isaiah in that Robinson. Picture?
Where can we see that? Where can we
Jerry
see
Tom
that?
Has that.
Jerry Tom has it. Jerry Tom has
it. It's in Hawaii.
On your Facebook page. It's on the Facebook
page. He requested that I make him the whole team. Like the 79 team, like the offense and defense.
Yeah.
So he's on there. And
it's cool.
So he's got that set up in his house. So
that's got to be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, it's neat. That's quite a project, but I enjoy doing it. But mainly I just choose players that I liked watching growing up and, That's how I've done it. And I've probably got 20 of them sitting over here on the fireplace right now.
Wow. And you do this, like, even if you're not commissioned by someone to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You still do it.
So I will.
Wow.
I'll make them and I'll have like a drawing for them or I'll have like a free giveaway and they can choose whatever player they want, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
Paul, how can people follow you or even get involved in some of your offerings or your contests?
Well, I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook page called PG Custom Rams, and they can look at all the figures through there. I posted some on Twitter. I don't do too much on Twitter. That's how Jim Everett kind of got in touch with me through Twitter, as well as Flipper Anderson.
Yeah.
I don't do too much on Twitter. Like I said, I just do this as a hobby. And Preston knows I don't want this to kind of blow up out of hand. I've had people ask me to do like multiple figures, and I had to turn them down. So I got a full time job. You know?
Well, that's okay. My phone's blowing up right now. PG Custom. Yeah.
PG Customs. You can see. You know, we do, like I said, contests during the football season. You have to pick the correct score. You win a figure. Of course, you have to pick the Rams to win.
Got it.
Yeah. Nobody wins if the Rams don't win.
Yeah, there you go. Love it. Nobody.
Go ahead, Paul.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think you just alluded to it a little bit. Do you ever get people who want like position groups? Like if I came to you and said, look, I want the 79 Rams wide receiver room pressed like three or four.
Yeah. I've done multiple of the fearsome foursome. I did like a group of the Rams recent Super Bowl team with Stafford, Kupp, Aaron Donald. And so that's I'm trying to think of it. I've done their offensive line from the Super Bowl 34. Mm-hmm. That's a friend of mine requests that.
Really?
Yeah. So those are the ones right off the top of my head that I've done. I'm sure I've done others. I've done like a combo, like two players. Like I did the Ricky Prohl catch against the Buccaneers. I've done a couple of those, and the Billy Waddy raising the ball, running down the field.
Yeah. Oh, that's just sweet.
And of course, Preston laying out, you know, for a catch, you know.
That's what he was known for. Yeah. I mean, that Monday night game, I always bring it up to him, the Monday night game where he just went full horizontal.
He told me I had to get the Converse shoes on him. So
I was just about to ask Stacy, show the detail.
Yeah,
look at the Converse shoes.
And the wristband.
The forearm. Yeah, he got the forearm bands down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, this is just outstanding. You know, it's a neat little gift. It's a neat little special item. I mean, I don't even know how to it's so special, the work that you do. It's real tedious, but it's great coming from someone with a big heart that you have. You know, thank God for Laura. She just kind of motivated you to get this thing going. So
yeah,
so
I come down in my little Rams cave and
keep
my little figures, and she leaves me alone. So
we all got one of those.
My daughter says I'm playing with my dolls.
I love it.
They don't realize we reach an age where we don't care about it. Yeah, I am.
I was telling her, I said, this mannequin that I got to display my jerseys and pants, I switched the jerseys out several times. I think I told Preston, I said, now I know how a little girl feels playing with her, changing the clothes on the
There
doll.
You go.
You just got a big doll.
There you go.
Well, we come to the part in our show where we get ready to wrap this thing up, but we have something special called the 2-Minute Drill, and we're going to welcome you into that arena, and my partner over there, Mr. Bowman, is going to actually direct us through it. So, Stacy, you want to take it away?
Okay, 2-Minute Drill with Paul Gregory, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll get that information so you can go check out his Facebook page. Listen, I kind of stole some of my own thunder, gotten excited and carried away during our convo, so I'm going to throw in some new stuff at you.
Okay.
Paul Gregory, you've been a fan probably as long as me, or actually a little bit longer. Who's your favorite Rams player of all time? I think you kind of hinted at it.
Jack Youngblood.
Yeah, he's something else, isn't he?
Yeah.
And also a wonderful guy on Twitter, which is really funny to watch. Okay, I stole my thunder here. We already asked you about the uniforms. Your favorite Rams team by season, do you have one that really means a lot to you?
Got to be the 79 team.
Look at that. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
That was a fun group. Fun group.
Yeah.
The most emotionally invested team for me of all time.
Yeah.
Like my son doesn't understand, but you lost that Super Bowl. Yeah, those are my guys.
Yes, but you beat Dallas.
Yeah, we beat the heck out of Dallas. Yes, we did.
We beat Dallas.
And Frank.
I always hated losing to Dallas and Fran Tarkington.
And the Vikings.
Yes, the Vikings,
Fran Tarkington used to drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings and the Cowboys, and people go, I thought it was the Niners. That was later.
Yeah.
So true. God, great job, Paul. I'm loving everything I hear about this. Okay. If you had to play on the Rams, what position are you playing?
I love it.
Kicker and punter are off the table. So forget
water
it.
Boy.
Water boy. Right.
Who's your most underrated Ram all time?
Underrated.
Good question.
I would have to say, almost lost you there. I would have to say Lawrence McCutcheon.
Oh, not talked about enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Much was special.
Boy, he was good. Oh, I love it. Okay, a little bit more on you. Enchiladas or hamburgers?
Oh, enchiladas.
Oh, spoken like a true healthcare guy. He's staying away from the red meat. Got it. Favorite movie?
Jaws.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
This guy's a Renaissance guy. He's old school.
He told you he's old school.
We're talking 70s, teens.
That's the name of my fantasy team, Jaws.
Oh. Okay.
Very interesting. Mine is the Blindside Blitz, just for the record.
Okay.
Your greatest career achievement, and we didn't even get to dig into the fact that you're in the healthcare field doing what's really important, I might add. But what's your greatest career achievement for you to date?
I guess it would be being a nurse practitioner. I went back to school late in my 30s and got my bachelor's degree, and then didn't get my master's degree until I was 40.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I was one of these guys that was in a class, a PE class, at 32 years old with a bunch of 18-year-olds.
Wow. No.
That's a dynamic, huh?
No, I had to kind of start over in my 30s and, you know, owe it all to my wife. You know, she supported me during all that and, you know, encouraged me to go on and get my master's degree. And, I would say that's probably my greatest.
That's incredible.
Achievement. Yeah.
That trumps everything. That's amazing at that age. And plus the revelation that you're standing in a locker room going, did I used to act like these guys? This is embarrassing. Yeah.
No, I was dominating those 18-year-olds.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Billy Waddy, Dallas Cowboys. Paul Gregory, 18-year-old. I love it. Okay. And finally, Paul, listen, this is a really good wide open question. Who plays Paul Gregory in a movie of your life?
Oh, it's got to be Brad Pitt.
Okay. Oh, we go. Okay. Okay. Bring Laura in. Bring Laura in, please. We'd like to ask her a few questions.
maybe my younger days.
Oh, and he didn't hesitate either. Brad Pitt.
He was. I was almost like he was ready for that one, wasn't he? Brad Pitt, 6-pack abs. Okay.
All right.
This has been an absolute joy, yes. Paul. Can you tell for our listeners, for anybody that wants to take a look at what you're doing as a hobby, that quite frankly, us grown guys, including the players, really appreciate.
Yes.
Give us your Facebook page again.
It's PG Customs. I'm sorry, PG Custom Rams.
Okay.
Custom Rams, but PG Custom Rams. So.
Okay.
PG Custom Rams. And if somebody presses you really hard and it makes sense financially, would you maybe do somebody outside the Rams? Create a player out?
I have done, as Preston knows, I've done a couple for him with his former teams, but I have done a few high school players. I've got a friend of mine that lives down the street, and I did some little league for his son, so I've done a few of those. Special requests.
Special requests.
Special requests.
Special requests, yeah.
Here's a 70s reference for my comrade here. Make him an offer he can't refuse, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Can't refuse,
Okay.
Yeah, if I can do it without too much trouble, I'll try to accommodate.
Oh, bless you.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, well, huge thanks to you. Preston, any final shots with your friend?
Just certainly just appreciate, first of all, meeting you in the first place and just the big heart you have and how you just – you know, those are special things. It never goes away. And the reason you do the things are just wonderful. So thank you for reaching out. You have no idea what some of this stuff does and bridges gaps and really just brings a huge smile to people's faces. So thank you, my friend. So glad that we're hooked to the hip for life, and just continued blessings on all the things that you do.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You are amazing.
Thank you again.
Amazing. Thanks. Same sentiment. Thanks a million, Paul. So good to meet you. And thanks to Preston for introducing us. Yeah. Folks, if you are listening or watching, follow us on our YouTube channel and on all the major podcast hosts where we introduce you to great people like Paul Gregory. Thanks again to our guest and, of course, my partner in crime, number 88, Mr. Preston Denard. We will see you all. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.